funny because you know, my many other public utility installers tonight, and they celebrate milestone years of service for the utility. Omega is being honored for 36 years of service in TPU as a customer account supervisor. Congratulations, Monique. Wow. 36 years. Thank you so much for your service. And all right, we're ready. Glad to see that arm move over. Nice, good, Tony. Well done.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Rainiers host the Las Vegas Aviators, Game 3 of a six-game series. The Rainiers trying to shake off a little losing streak. Tacoma's dropped three straight games, looking to end that skid on the year. The Rainiers are 64-58, 27-20 in the second half, and in the second half standings, Tacoma is just three games out of first place. Still very much in the race with 27 games to go. The Red Ears today sending Tommy Malone to the mound. Malone has a record of 5 wins and 2 losses with a 4.44 ERA. He makes his 18th start of the year. He'll be opposed by Las Vegas' Mason Miller. Miller, a major leaguer on a rehab assignment. And Miller is going to go the first 3 innings or so of this game, and then they're going to turn it over to their scheduled starting pitcher, Chad Patrick. Miller's only pitched in one AAA game this year. It was back in April, and it was quite notable. He pitched 5 perfect innings that day and then was whisked away to the big league. So Mason Miller on a rehab assignment for Vegas and Tommy Malone for the Red Ears. Got a little roster action to catch up on. We'll do that when the Red Ears pregame show continues in a moment.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The Red Ears hosting Vegas tonight. Game 3 of this 6-game series. Vegas won the first 2, both by identical scores of 5-3. Yesterday, Vegas won behind the pitching of their starter, Joey Estes, who went 5 2/3 scoreless. The Red Ears didn't start to get any runs till he left the game. And Tacoma had a tough defensive game yesterday. 3 errors leading to 3 unearned runs. That's uncharacteristic of this year's Rainiers team. They've been very good on defense this year, but it was a problem yesterday in the loss. Today we did have a roster move prior to the start. Sam Haggerty officially rejoining the Rainiers today. He's in the starting lineup. Was optioned by the Mariners a couple days ago. He reported today. Had to make room for him on the roster, and the Mariners decided to release the outfielder Tanner Kerwer, who had only played in 9 games for Tacoma, had spent the majority of the season with Double-A Arkansas. And so the Mariners parted way with Kerwer to make room for Haggerty on the Tacoma roster. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when our pregame show continues right after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's game. First, for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators, who are 63-58 on the year. The Oakland A's affiliate is managed by Fran Reardon. Leading off, playing second base is Tyler Wade. Batting second, shortstop Daryl Hernandez. Hitting third, right fielder Cody Thomas. Tyler Soderstrom hits cleanup. He's at first base. Batting fifth, designated hitter J.J. Schwartz. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Kyle McCann. Connor Capel bats seventh. He's at center field. Hitting eighth, third baseman Brett Harris. And batting ninth, the left fielder Greg Dykeman. On the mound, Mason Miller on the rehab start. The Red Ears are 64-58. The Mariners' AAA club is managed by John Russell. They're going to lead off with Sam Haggerty. Haggerty is in center field. Batting second, the right fielder Zach Deloach. Hitting third is shortstop Ryan Bliss. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Taylor Trammell. Batting fifth and playing third base is Jake Shiner. Cooper Hummel will hit sixth. He's in left field. Batting seventh, the first baseman Robbie Tenorowicz. Hitting eighth, the second baseman Riley Unruh. And batting ninth and doing the catching is Pedro Severino. On the mound, left-hander Tommy Malone. Malone's 5-2 with a 4.44 ERA. Our umpires, Jen Powell has home plate. At first base is Jonathan Parra. He's the crew chief. And over at third, it's Austin Jones. Tacoma and Las Vegas in game three of this six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of today's game right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Las Vegas Aviators. Tommy Malone on the hill. He's into his motion. The first pitch of the game is a fastball poured in there for a strike, and we are underway here at Cheney Stadium. 72 degrees announced as the game time temperature. Very nice night for baseball in the Pacific Northwest, and there's a very nice slider from Tommy Malone to get a swing and a miss. Strike two to Tyler Wade. Wade hitting 284. The 0-2 from Malone is down low for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Malone making his fourth start of the year against Las Vegas. And sixth of his career against the Aviators. Here's his 1-2 pitch down in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Malone coming off a solid outing in his last start, a long one. He went seven innings, which was a season high. Gave up four runs at Sacramento, ended up losing that game 4-2. Here's a swing and a pop-up by Wade on the left side. The shortstop Bliss is calling for it, and he makes the catch. And there's the first out of the game. Tyler Wade pops up to shortstop. And now Daryl Hernandez is the hitter. And slightly hazy here in Tacoma today. Very pleasant temperature-wise. A gentle breeze blowing in from center field. Rainiers decked out in their white uniforms today. White jerseys, white pants. It's now the pitch to Hernandez is taken inside for a ball. Malone, the veteran on the Red Ears pitching staff. 36-year-old lefty out of USC throws the breaking ball outside. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count. And the next pitch is taken up high, ball three. So three balls, no strikes to Darryl Hernandez, just 21 years old, shortstop for Vegas. Malone's pitch poured in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Behind the plate tonight, Jen Powell, the only female umpire at the AAA level. 3-1 pitch is inside, ball four, and it's a one-out walk. So Hernandez heads down to first base. Powell behind the plate tonight, but she doesn't get to call the pitches tonight. Tonight is an automated ball strike system night. That means the robot umpire calls all the pitches. When Powell's turn in the rotation comes back around on Sunday, she'll be calling the pitches when we use the challenge system. Thomas stands in, Cody Thomas, and the pitch from Malone is called a strike, 0-1 the count. Thomas hitting 300 on the dot. That's good for 10th in the league. And he has 18 homers, 83 runs batted in, third highest RBI total in the PCL. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, called a strike, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Thomas. O-2 pitch coming. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with the breaking ball. Down goes Cody Thomas, and there is out number two. First strikeout of the game for Malone. And now Tyler Soderstrom is the batter. Another young hitter of the Vegas lineup, Soderstrom, like Hernandez, just 21 years old. Batting 258 with 21 homers, 62 runs batted in. And the first pitch is a Malone breaking ball in there for a called strike. Just underway in Tacoma. Third game of a 12-game homestand for the Rainiers. 0-1 pitch. Poured in there for a strike right on the outside edge. And the count goes to 0-2. Rainiers will be home through next weekend. Running out of chances to see the Rainiers this season, but a good opportunity here this week and next week. Come on out to the park if you can. Pickoff move to first. Hernandez back in safely. After this long 12-game homestand, there's only one more 6-game homestand left this season. Oh, to the count to Soderstrom. The runner goes. The pitch is swung on and fouled out of play, and it's still 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Soderstrom. Yeah, Malone's ready. And another toss to first, and Hernandez is back in. So that's the second pickoff move of this plate appearance, or second disengagement from the rubber by Malone. So he can no longer make a pickoff move during this at-bat unless they get the runner out, in which case it would count as an out. Malone with the pickoff move, and breaking to second is Hernandez, and they're going to get him out. Look at this. He's tagged out by Bliss. The third pickoff move worked, tricked the youngster. Hernandez is caught stealing, 1-3-6 to wrap up the top of the first inning. No runs, hits, or errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Vegas nothing, Tacoma coming to the plate.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the first inning. Vegas did not score at the top of the first, and now the Red Ears come to the plate. Sam Haggerty back with the Red Ears and leading things off here. Switch hitter. He'll bat left-handed against the righty Mason Miller. And the Red Ears very happy to have Haggerty back in the lineup, hitting .319 in 42 AAA games this year with a .990 OPS. Yeah, the first pitch from Miller is up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Haggerty just returned from a brief stint with the Mariners when J.P. Crawford was out. Sears went up and away for a ball. And he even hit a homer this past Friday at Houston, helped him win a game there. Now the 2-0 pitch to Haggerty is fouled back, and the count goes to 2-1. Mason Miller on the hill for Vegas. Major leaguer on a rehab assignment, although his big league experience is very brief. 2-1 pitch to Haggerty is hit the other way and threw into left field. A base hit for Sam Haggerty to lead off the bottom of the first inning. And Haggerty has reached to get things started. He's reached base safely in his last 19 AAA games. And that'll bring Zach DeLoach to the plate. Mason Miller rocketed to the big leagues this year. Started the year with one outing in AA. As here's a foul out of play by DeLoach. DeLoach hitting .284 with 18 homers, 70 runs batted in. Miller started on April 7th at AA Midland, April 14th for Vegas, when he pitched five perfect innings with 11 strikeouts against Salt Lake. As DeLoach rips one towards left center, and it is over the head of the left fielder Dykeman, who had a bad read on it. Taking third is Haggerty, and DeLoach will end up at second base. And the Red Ears have runners at second and third with nobody out in the bottom of the first inning. Dykeman ranged over and then seemed to stop like he was going to catch this ball. And then suddenly it was sailing over his head. I'm not sure what exactly happened there. But the Red Ears have a couple of men in scoring position for Ryan Bliss. And Miller with a pitch. And it is up and in for a ball, 1-0. So after Miller had his five perfect innings, striking out 11 of the 15 batters he faced for Vegas on April 14th, the A's called him up. He made four starts for Oakland. One of them was against the Mariners, and it was very impressive, as the 1-0 is a check swing, and he held up in time, 2-0. That was May 2nd in Oakland, when Miller pitched seven no-hit innings against the Mariners. He walked four in that game, but seven innings without allowing a hit or a run. 2-0 pitch in for a strike, 2-1. And then after his next start at Kansas City, in which he was also very successful in that game, six innings, two runs, good outing. That's when his elbow started barking, and he's been on the injured list ever since. Next pitch, swing and a miss. There, strike two to Bliss. Miller had what they called a mild UCL sprain in his right elbow. So no surgery, just rest. 3 months later, he's back in action. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Bliss, and there's the first out here in the first inning. And that last pitch clocked at 101 miles per hour. Some serious heat from Mason Miller. He's made two rehab starts already. Brief ones in A-ball for Stockton. Now the pitch to Trammell is bunted foul. There's strike one. Trammell hitting 277, 17 homers, 44 runs batted in. Right, here's with an opportunity to get on the board in the first. Haggerty at third, Deloach at second with one out. Taylor Trammell, the cleanup man at the plate. Now Miller with the 0-1 pitch on its way. And it is swung on and fouled back, and that's strike two. Miller, the A's third-round pick in 2021 out of Gardner-Webb University, where he was a fifth-year senior after spending 4 years at Waynesburg, a small college. He's from Pittsburgh. And the pitch is up high for a ball. ...100-mile-per-hour heater there from Miller. Infield in for Vegas. Here's the 1-2 pitch on its way to Trammell, and he swings and fouls it off on the third base side. Still 1-2. Miller's a big guy. 6'5", 220 pounds. 25 years old. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Trammell. And it's a swing and a miss. 100 miles per hour, and Trammell goes down swinging, and that's out number two in the first inning. So the Red Deers had runners at second and third with no one out, but Miller, using his triple-digit heat, has struck out two in a row and has a chance to get out of the jam. Jake Shiner has other ideas. The PCL RBI leader with 92 on the year is hitting 254 with 27 homers. The pitch from Miller is upstairs. Ball one to Jake Shiner. One-oh pitch on its way. And a swing and a miss at the slider, and the count's even 1-1. So we were told that Miller's rehab outing today is supposed to be pretty brief. 3 innings, 50 pitches, somewhere around there. Here's the 1-1 to Shiner. Swung on and fouled back. A 101-mile-per-hour fastball fouled back to the screen. Haven't seen these 101s up there in a few weeks. One-two pitch outside for a ball, 2-2. Two-two coming to Shiner. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. They got him with a slider, and Miller allows two hits, but then gets three straight strikeouts and escapes. No runs, two hits, and two left. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Vegas are scoreless.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
No score after one. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Raiders and the Aviators of Las Vegas. Tommy Malone on the mound. After watching the 101-mile-per-hour fastballs of Mason Miller in the bottom of the first, now we go back to Malone's finesse game. And the first pitch to Tyler Soderstrom is a changeup taken down low, ball one. Now Malone with the 1-0, and it's swung on, hit in the air towards left field. Moving towards the line is Hummel, crossing into foul ground. He can't reach it, and it's simply a strike. So Hummel unable to grab that one, and the count's one ball, one strike. Soderstrom now just resetting in the batter's box. Now the 1-1 pitch is lined towards left center, and that's going to get into the alleyway and take a hop and hit the wall. Haggerty picks it up and fires it into the cutoff man. Soderstrom checks in at second base with a leadoff double. So Tyler Soderstrom doubles to left center. And now J.J. Schwartz is the hitter. Soderstrom with his 17th double of the year. Tommy Malone's been pitching since 2008. Well, pitching professionally since 2008. That's the year that he was drafted out of USC. Originally selected by the Washington Nationals. And his pitch to Schwartz is inside for a ball, 1-0. And Malone reached the big leagues with the Nats in 2011, just his third pro season. Well, I guess fourth pro season, as there's one down low to Adele. When he was coming up through the Nats system, their AAA affiliate was Syracuse. That was his first taste of AAA ball with Syracuse in 2011. 2-0 pitch to Schwartz. Called a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch coming, and it swung on and fouled back, and the count's even. 2-2. From 2011 through 2017, Malone mostly spent his time in the major leagues, although had a handful of AAA starts here and there during those seasons. So now the 2-2 pitch is a swing and a foul tip, still 2-2. When he was with Oakland in 2012, 13, and 14, he had a couple outings with Sacramento those years when they were the A's AAA team. He got traded to the Twins and was mostly with Minnesota, but had an outing here or there with their AAA club, which was Rochester back then. Now the 2-2 pitch on its way to Schwartz. Swung on, bounced on a high hop towards short, and charged and scooped by Bliss, and he throws to first and gets Schwartz. And there's the first out at the top of the second inning. Soderstrom moves up. It was hit slowly enough for him to advance. So a runner at third with one out for Kyle McCann, and the Rainiers will bring the infield in. Malone made his first appearances for Tacoma in 2019. As the pitch is grounded foul by McCann. McCann, by the way, hitting 286 with 14 homers, 45 runs batted in. The Mariners signed Malone on a minor league deal in 2019. He began the year with the Rainiers. After eight starts, he was promoted to Seattle. And now the pitch down low for a ball to McCann. Spent most of that season with Seattle. And returned to Tacoma last year. Ended up getting caught up by the Mariners and pitching out of the bullpen. 1-1 pitch down low, 2-1. And this year he signed back with Seattle on a minor league deal, but he's been called up twice this year to make spot starts for Seattle and then come back to Tacoma afterwards. Here's his 2-1 pitch to McCann. Breaking ball just a little bit low. Three balls, one strike now to McCann. Malone now with the 3-1 pitch. And it swung on and popped up on the left side. And Bliss, the shortstop on the infield dirt, makes the catch. And that's out number two. The runner has to hold at third. So Malone gets the pop up. And now the infielders can back up to the normal depth as Connor Capel will be the hitter. Capel hitting 261 with eight homers, 356 on base percentage. Malone into his motion of the pitch. It is a fastball, called a strike on the inside edge. Now the 0-1 pitch on its way. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike two. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's outside for a ball, 1-2. No score, top of the second, Raiders and Aviators. Tommy Malone working on Connor Capel. The 1-2 is a check swing on a fastball up high, and he held up in time. 2-2 now. Malone now with the 2-2 pitch on its way. And it swung on and grounded up the middle and threw into center field. A base hit. And Soderstrom trots in from third and scores the first run of the game. An RBI single for Connor Capel with two outs. Hitting a grounder right through the middle of the diamond. So Vegas scores first, as they have in every game of this series. And now Brett Harris will be the batter. Harris, right-hand hitting third baseman out of Gonzaga, getting his first taste of AAA ball, hitting 256 in 24 games. Runner goes, pitches inside, throw to second's not in time. Stealing second base is Connor Capel, his 15th steal of the year. Had a good jump there. So 1-0 the count to Harris, who now has a man in scoring position. Now the pitch swung on and blooped towards short. There's Bliss to make the catch, and the inning is over. One run does score for Vegas, though, on two hits. There were no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
One nothing, Vegas leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Cooper Hummel, Robbie Todorowicz, and Riley Unroe to face Mason Miller here in the second. Hummel stands in. Switch hitter bats left, and Miller with the pitch, and it swung on and grounded foul first base side. 0-1 the count. Miller on this rehab starts, now thrown 22 pitches. As we said before, expected to go three innings or 50 pitches, something in that realm. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and lined to first and caught by the first baseman Soderstrom. And there is the first out here in the bottom of the second inning. Hummel lines out to the first baseman. Now Robbie Todorowicz will be the batter. Todorowicz at 185 in his first 22 games for Tacoma. And the pitch is up and he bends backwards out of the way. That's ball one. Todorowicz reached base twice yesterday, had a double and a walk, scored a run. 1-0 pitch, fastball inside corner for a strike. And the count's even 1-1. Now a swing and a pop-up foul and out of play on the first base side. Reiners had an opportunity in the first. They had a leadoff single by Sam Haggerty and a double from Zach Deloach. Runners at second and third with no one out. And then Miller struck out three straight hitters. 1-2 pitch is high. Two balls, two strikes. 1-0-1 on the gun. Some serious heat coming from Mason Miller. Miller with the next pitch, and it swung on and hit in the air towards deep left center field. On the run is Capel, and he's going to have room, and he makes the catch as that ball was struck well by Todorowicz. But just died out there in the depths of center field here at Cheney Stadium. Two down in the bottom of the second. And Riley Unroe is the hitter. Unroe, switch hitter, batting left. Making the start at second base again today. And the pitch from Miller is a breaking ball over for a strike. One pitch, swung on, bounced foul, first base side. 0-2. Miller had a health scare when he was in college, lost a bunch of weight. They were wondering why, and it turned out after he got checked out, he's a type 1 diabetic, and he has to constantly monitor that. So now the pitch is taken inside for a ball to Unroe, and he reached the big leagues this year. Able to control the situation. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Up and away. Two balls, two strikes to Unroe. 100 on the gun. Two pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Unroe swings at a slider, and that is the fourth strikeout victim for Mason Miller today. So three up, three down. We head to the third. It's Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One nothing, Vegas with the lead over Tacoma. We head to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Greg Dykeman, Tyler Wade, and Daryl Hernandez to bat in the top of the third against Tommy Malone. Dykeman, the number nine hitter for Vegas, a left-hand batter hitting .276 in 32 games at the AAA level this year, has five homers and 105 at-bats. Malone's pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Dykeman in his first appearance of this series today. Spent the first half of the season with the A's AA team in Midland, Texas. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. Counts even, 1-1. Players who come up the minor league ladder on their way up to AAA in the big leagues in the Mariners and A's systems play each other a lot along the way. There's a foul out of play, 1-2. They both have teams in the AA Texas League. They both have teams in the Class A California League. 1-2 pitch outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2, swung on and hit in the air to left. Hummel in a couple of steps, angling towards the foul line, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out at the top of the third inning. Dykeman flies out to left field. Tyler Wade will be next. Nice breaking ball there from Malone to get the pop-up. Wade 0-for-1 in this game. He popped up to short to start the contest. pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Next pitch coming. Down low. One ball, one strike. Now this is a breaking ball hit in the air to right field, hooking towards the corner, not deep. Deloach over, and he makes the catch, just barely in fair territory. And that is the second out. Wade flies out to right field. Another breaking ball that generates a high fly that's not very deep. So here's Darryl Hernaez. He walked in the first. Malone's pitch is a fastball called a strike. Next pitch from the lefty, swing and a miss at the change. 0-2 the count, and Hernaez is going to step out and think about this for a minute. O2 pitch. Fastball inside. 1-2. Now an off-speed pitch down low, and Hernaez lays off of it. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch from Malone. Down low, ball three. Well, it was 0-2, now it's 3-2. Payoff pitch. Swung on and chopped back to the mound on one hop. Malone fields that and throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down, easy peasy for Tommy Malone in the top of the third. We head to the bottom of the third inning. It's Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay, Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
One nothing, Vegas leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the third. Pedro Severino, Sam Haggerty, and Zach Deloach to bat here in the bottom of the second inning against Mason Miller, who's at 33 pitches through two. Severino, the number nine man. And the pitch is a slider outside for a ball, 1-0. Severino, veteran catcher, lots of big league time. Washington Nationals, Baltimore Orioles. Here's one outside. Brewers. Severino ahead of the count, 2-0. And he swings and misses at a fastball. Now the pitch is inside. Three balls, one strike to Severino. On deck, Haggerty. 3-1 pitch from Miller is in tight, ball four. So a 5-pitch walk to start the inning. And that's the first walk issued by Mason Miller. And Sam Haggerty will now be the batter. Haggerty, switch hitter, batting left. He singled to open up the first inning. And the pitch is up and away, ball one. And Miller, after not walking anyone in the first two innings, is suddenly struggling with his command a little bit here in the third. 1-0 pitch on its way to Haggerty. Swung on, grounded to the right side, and that's through into right field. A base hit. Severino will stop at second base. Haggerty has his second hit of this game. He rejoins the team from Seattle and immediately starts to help out the offense. 2-for-2 today. And now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. DeLoach doubled to left field off Miller in the first inning. The Rainiers had runners at second and third with no one out, and then Miller just struck everyone else out to escape in the first. And the pitch is swung on. Double play, grounded at second. Wade feeds Hernandez. There's one on to first. There's two. The Aviators turn the double play. First pitch swinging. DeLoach hits a grounder right to the second baseman for a 4-6-3 double play. And that's kind of a rarity. DeLoach, everyday player this year, has 494 plate appearances, and that's only the fourth time he's grounded into a double play. He does not do that much. Here's the pitch to Ryan Bliss, and it's a swing and a miss at 99 mile per hour heat. 0-1 the count. Next pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-1. Down the line from third is Severino. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. 99 on the gun again. 1-2 to Bliss. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with the slider. And once again, Miller escapes after the first two men reach base. That's his fifth strikeout of the outing. No runs for the Red Ears in the third. They had a hit and leave one stranded. We go to the fourth inning. It's Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
One nothing, Vegas leads the Red Ears. We go to the fourth inning. Cody Thomas, Tyler Soderstrom, and J.J. Schwartz to bat against Tommy Malone. And Malone's pitch is a fastball outside, ball one. Malone has allowed two hits and one run through three innings. The 1-0 pitch, check swing, he went. And they have to appeal to third for that, but get the strike called. 1-1 to Thomas. We'll check out what happened around the PCL in last night's games. So the 1-1 pitch is swung on and rolled foul up the third baseline. 1-2. The story in the league right now is that the Round Rock Express do not lose baseball games. They've won 14 in a row. They won their 14th in a row yesterday, beating Salt Lake 9-1, wiped them out. 1-2 to Thomas is fouled away, still 1-2. Round Rock is winning with hitting and pitching, and yesterday they had both. Cole Wynn started, went 5 2/3 scoreless. Justin Foscue and Elier Hernandez each had three hits. And Davis Wenzel hit his 25th homer for Round Rock yesterday. 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. The Rainiers have to throw it to first base for the putout, and they do. Cody Thomas has struck out. Second strikeout for Malone, and it's been Thomas whom he has struck out for both of his whiffs. And now Soderstrom's the batter. Davis Wenzel of Round Rock is the sleeper in the PCL home run race. He's been hitting a lot of them recently, whereas the two co-leaders have not. Here's one down low for a ball. Shiner and Cabbage of Salt Lake, each with 27. Shiner hit one last week at Sacramento, but hasn't been on a home run flurry in a while. This here's one down low, 2-0. Cabbage recently tied Shiner. Actually took the lead on Shiner when he hit number 27, but he hasn't hit one in over a week. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Soderstrom. Wenzel of Round Rock third with 25 homers, and then Michael Bush with Oklahoma City has 24, but he just got called up. In fact, he hit his first major league home run for the Dodgers today. Next pitch misses, ball three to Soderstrom. So three balls, one strike. Malone's pitch is a breaking ball called a strike, and the count goes full. So 3-2 the count, and Malone with the pitch. And it swung on and grounded foul first base side. Still 3-2. Once again, the 3-2 from Malone. Outside, ball four. Slider away, and Soderstrom was able to lay off of it. Second walk issued by Malone today, and now J.J. Schwartz is the batter. Other PCL games yesterday, Albuquerque beat Oklahoma City 8-7. Aaron Shunk hit two triples for Albuquerque at Oklahoma City. drove in three. Hunter Goodman was 3-for-3 with a double and an RBI. He's been really raking since being promoted to Albuquerque by the Rockies. So there's a pitch in for a strike to Schwartz. Round Rock in first place in the second half standings. Las Vegas is one game back. The Rainiers are in third place, three games back. Sears one up high. And then in fourth, there are three teams tied, five games back. Albuquerque is one of them. Oklahoma City's one. And then the third is Reno. Reno beat Sugarland last night 5-4. And they didn't even score in that game until the eighth inning. 1-1 pitch inside for a ball. The series is being played in Sugar Land, lower scoring games there, and their starter, Misael Tamarez, tossed six shutout innings. Sugar Land had a 4-0 lead going to the eighth and lost. Here's one down low. Kyle Lewis is back with Reno. He had a three-run homer to get him back in the game. That was in the eighth, and then they scored two runs in the ninth to win it. 3-1 pitch to Schwartz from Malone. And it's with the runner going. The pitch is a strike. Throw to second is not in time. Close play down there, but stealing the base is Soderstrom. That's his second steal of the year. And he did have his left hand on the bag there before the tag came down on his upper body as applied by Riley Unruh. Well, 3-2 now to Schwartz, and the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to straightaway center. Backing up is Haggerty. Now he's waiting, and he makes the catch for out number two. Tagging is Soderstrom. He goes to third. The throw is not in time. Soderstrom is safe with a slide, and there's a runner at third with two outs for Kyle McCann. McCann popped up earlier. He's 0-for-1. One other game yesterday, Sacramento won at El Paso 6-1, getting five shutout innings from Mason Black, who gave up only one hit and had eight strikeouts. Pitch to McCann is a breaking ball, called a strike. Sacramento's Jackson Reitz had a homer and three runs batted in yesterday. Now a swing and a fly towards center. Haggerty creeping in, and he makes the catch, and McCann is out. And that does it for Vegas at the top of the fourth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing. New pitcher for Vegas, right-hander Chad Patrick comes in. The rehabbing Mason Miller is done for the day. We were told three innings or 50 pitches, and that's pretty much what we got. He pitched exactly three innings. Allowed three hits, no runs, walked one, struck out five, had what certainly appeared to be big league stuff. And we'll see if that's going to be enough for him to return to the big leagues or if they'll give him another Triple-A start. I don't know. We're not going to find out. The next time his turn in the rotation comes around, the Rainiers will no longer be playing Vegas. The new pitcher is Chad Patrick. Yeah, the first pitch is down low for a ball to Trammell, 1-0. Patrick making his second start for Las Vegas. And there's a chopper towards third by Trammell, fielded by Harris, and he throws to first in time for the out, and one man's gone in the bottom of the fourth. Trammell bounces out, and now Jake Shiner is the hitter. Patrick was drafted by Arizona in the fourth round of 2021 out of Purdue University Northwest in Hammond, Indiana, and he had been with the Diamondbacks double-A team this year until the deadline. He got traded at the trade deadline. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Shiner. He was moved to Oakland straight up for the Major League utility man, Jace Peterson. Here's one down low for a ball to Shiner. 1-1. Patrick made two starts for double-A Midland in the A system and then promoted to triple-A last week. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. And he had his triple-A debut at Reno on Friday and allowed one run in four innings. Was all over the place, though. Walked six hitters. Next pitch outside to Shiner. 2-2 the count. Two-two pitch, swing, and a miss. That is strike three. And Shiner has struck out. Two men are gone in the fourth inning. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel lined out to first in the second inning. He's 0-1, switch hitter bats left. Patrick's pitch is fastball up high. 93 on the gun. One oh pitch coming. Over for a strike, and the count's even 1-1. Next pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. Two outs, no one on. And here's a swing and a bouncer just to the right of first base. That's a foul ball. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch up high. Full count, 3-2. Payoff. High and tight, ball four, and Hummel will head down to first base, drawing a two-out walk. And now Robbie Tenorowicz will be the batter. He flied out to center his first time up. Now the pitch is in for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now swinging a tapper foul, 0-2. Now it's swinging a liner off the glove of the reaching shortstop Hernandez and into center field, and that'll be a base hit for Todorovic. Hummel takes second, and Tacoma has something developing with two outs here at the bottom of the fourth inning. Todorovic lines this one up the middle, and Hernandez extended out, reaching, and he just tipped it with the end of his glove. So two on, two out for Riley Unruh. Switch hitter, Unruh bats left-handed. And the pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Now the pitch is down and in for a ball. Now pitch is in there for a strike. One-two pitch, 2-2. Unruh steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Here's looking for a two-out hit here, trying to get on the board. And the pitch is swung on and grounded foul, first base side. Unruh had some big go-ahead hits in the Sacramento series. The Red Bulls just played on the road last week. Here comes the 2-2. Up and away, ball three. So full count, that means with two outs, the runners will be off with the pitch. Hummel from second and Todorovic from first. Here's the 3-2, and it is swung on and hit out towards right center. On the move, Thomas, he can't get it. It falls in for a hit. Hummel's going to score. Going to third and stopping is Todorovic. It's a big two-out RBI single for Riley Unruh, and the Red Ears have tied the game. It's 1-1. Unruh comes through, fighting this one off into shallow right center for an RBI single. A little two-out rally here. Pedro Severino now the batter, and Brian Corey, the pitching coach for the Aviators, goes to the mound to talk things over for a moment with Chad Patrick. Now, Patrick's normally a starting pitcher. He's only pitching in Bolton relief today because they had the major leaguer on rehab, Mason Miller, come in to start. So it is a little bit of a different situation for Chad Patrick than what he's used to. But the Aviators are planning on getting a starter's load worth of innings from him here. Runners at the corners, two outs for Severino, who walked his first time up. Here's the pitch, and Severino thinks about bunting for a hit and then takes the pitch for a called strike. It's 0-1. Throw to first base, and back in safely is Unruh. Unruh a threat to try to steal second base. Patrick's pitch is lined down the left field line. Fair ball, base hit. Scoring the go-ahead run is Tedarowicz. Stopping at second is Unruh. Pedro Severino with the RBI single. And the Rainiers have taken the lead 2-1. And that's the Rainiers' first lead since the end of the game on Saturday in Sacramento. The Rainiers have a three-game losing streak. Not that a three-game losing streak over the course of a baseball season is a big deal or anything, but during this three-game losing streak, the Rainiers never had a lead. Now they have a lead. Here's a swing and a pop-up on the first pitch by Haggerty, and the shortstop Hernandez is there to make the catch, and that ends the inning. But a nice two-out rally for the Rainiers. Two-run score on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Las Vegas 1.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Two-one Rainiers with the lead over Vegas. We go to the fifth inning. Tommy Malone on the hill. Here's his pitch to Connor Capel, and it's a called strike at the knees. First pitch slider, 0-1 the count. Malone into his motion now with the 0-1 pitch, and it's down low. Aviators with two hits through the first four innings against Malone, and Capel has one of them. He had the two-out RBI single in the second that brought in Vegas's only run so far. 1-1 pitch down low, 2-1. One pitch is hit in the air to left field. It goes directly to Hummel, and he reaches up and hauls it in, and one man is out in the fifth. So Capel retired on a fly to left, and now Brett Harris is the hitter. No Mariners game today. They were off and return to action tomorrow at home. They've got the Royals in town for a three-game series starting tomorrow night. So there's a pitch that misses to Harris for a ball. And then Oakland comes in after that on Monday. Parent club of the Aviators right when they're leaving town. Here's a swing and a foul back by Harris, and the count's even, 1-1. Back The Aviators may be flying out on Sunday night at the exact same time that the Parrot Club A's are flying in. Here's a swing and a pop-up down the right field line into foul territory, and it lands untouched. 1 and 2 the count. Everyone has to return to their positions. Mariners had a good day today without playing. 1-2 pitch. Popped up on the left side. This is playable in foul ground for Jake Shiner. And he makes the catch, and that's out number two. Harris fouls out. Two down for Greg Dykeman. Mariners entered play today in the AL West, a half game behind Houston and 1.5 behind Texas, but both teams lost. In fact, the Astros got obliterated by the Red Sox, 17-1. So here's a swing and a fly to left field. And Hummel has this one lined up, and there's out number three. Dykeman flies out to left, and a quick and easy top of the fifth delivered by Tommy Malone. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 2, Las Vegas 1.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac's CCTV inspection team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Two to one, right here, leading Las Vegas. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Zach Deloach, Ryan Bliss, and Taylor Trammell to bat this inning against Chad Patrick. Right here, scored their first two runs last inning. Pitch to Deloach is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Deloach is 1-for-2 with a double and a double play ball. And this pitch is hit in the air towards left center, and it's carrying. Capel back and towards the track. He lost sight of it, and it lands untouched. And Deloach is going to end up at second base. We are in that time of night where we have the twilight sky here at Cheney Stadium, and Capel moved back on that ball like he was going to be able to make a play on it. And I think he lost sight of it while he was in pursuit. And Deloach ends up with a leadoff double as a result. Now Ryan Bliss, the batter. He tries to bunt, bunts it up the first baseline out to get at the catcher McCann, and he throws to first and retires Bliss. Deloach moves up to third, so it's a sacrifice bunt to advance the runner. Only the fourth sacrifice bunt for the Tacoma Red Ears this entire season. Lowest total in the PCL. We'll see if this one leads to a run scoring. Runner at third, one out, infield in. Taylor Trammell, the batter. It's 0-for-2 today. And the pitch is cranked into center field deep. Back on the ball is Capel towards the giant wall in center. He makes the catch at the edge of the warning track. Tagging at third is Deloach. He scores. And it is 3-1. Great ears with the lead on the deep sacrifice fly off the bat of Trammell. The sacrifice bunt by Bliss did help as it moved Deloach to third, and he was able to score on this long fly out that Trammell hit. Taylor Trammell now with 45 runs batted in 64 AAA games this year. First pitch to Shiner's, a swing and a miss, strike one. Now this next pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Wow. Now the 1-1 pitch fouled away. Just check the PCL scoreboard for tonight's games. Round Rock has that, 14-game winning streak. They are entering the 12th inning now, tied with Salt Lake 3-3. As the next pitch is outside for a ball. They were tied 3-3 after 9. They've played two innings with each team getting an automatic runner at second base, and no one has scored. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Shiner, and that closes out the bottom of the fifth. Second strikeout for Patrick. But the Red Deers add another run. One run on one hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Vegas 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, we go to the sixth inning. Right here's leading Las Vegas by a score of 3-1. And Tommy Malone on the mound. His first pitch to Tyler Wade is a fastball down, low ball one. This is the start of the third trip through the lineup for Vegas. Wade's 0-for-2 in this game with a pop-up and a flyout. Malone's 1-0 is over for a called strike. Malone's retired 5 in a row and 11 of the last 12. This pitch is hit in the air towards left. Hummel's been busy out there today, and he catches another one. And one man is out at the top of the sixth inning. That's 4 flyouts to left field that Malone has generated. One down for Darryl Hernandez. Pitch is fouled away. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch. Fouled back. Strike two. So 0-2 the count to Hernandez. Having a huge season in the A's system this year. And the pitch grounded to third. Backhand pickup by Shiner. And he fires to first. And keeping his foot on the bag and reeling it in is Tanerowicz. And there's the out. Two men are gone in the top of the sixth. Hernandez grounds to third. And now Cody Thomas will be the hitter. This throw from Shiner kind of sailed in a little bit. And Tanerowicz stepping back towards foul ground, hauling it in. Here's the pitch to Thomas, and it's in there for a strike. Now a swing and a foul out of play.
Hey, get that damn go club.
O-2 pitch down low for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Malone trying to work a second consecutive three up, three down inning here. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Thomas, got him with his slider, and Malone has his third strikeout of this game, and all three times it has been Cody Thomas whom he has struck out. Malone has retired 8 in a row, and he has retired 13 of the last 14 to come to the plate. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 1.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 1. Hummel, Tanerowicz, and Unroh to bat here in the sixth inning. Chad Patrick on the hill, and the pitch to Hummel is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. And the 1-0. Swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. All has been calm in this one so far. There were some tensions in the first two games. And Hummel was hit by pitch a couple times. Some yelling back and forth. It's now the 1-1 pitch. Waved at and missed, kind of a half swing, and Hummel's behind in the count, 1-2. Hummel resets now. Rainiers with 7 hits and 3 runs through the first 5 innings. Patrick into his motion of the pitch is swung on and hit sharply on the ground. Backhand pickup by Hernandez, throws to first in time for the out. Hernandez making the play at shortstop to retire Hummel. Hernandez had to reach with a backhand and drop to the ground to field that one, but he did quickly pop up and make a strong throw to first to get Hummel. Tanarowicz now the batter. He's one for two with a single and a run scored. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Next pitch outside for a ball, one and one. Now the 1-1 swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. Next pitch outside, 2-2. Tanarowicz hits a flare into shallow right. Coming in is Thomas. He gets there and makes the catch, and that is out number two. So Tanarowicz retired on the fly to right, and now Riley Unruh will be the batter. Unruh one for two. He had a two-out RBI single that brought in the first run of the game and for the Red Ears in the fourth. Now the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is high. Two balls, no strikes to Unruh. And he swings and hits one up the middle, and a diving stop by Hernandez. His throw to first is in time for the out on a bang-bang play. First base umpire Jonathan Parra with the out call. And another nice play by Hernandez here at the bottom of the sixth inning for Vegas. Three up, three down. Red Ears go in order. We head to the seventh. It is Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
On to the seventh inning, it is Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Eduard Bizzardo, comes in from the bullpen. And he is in relief of Tommy Malone, who really had a terrific outing today. Malone, six innings of two-hit ball, allowed one run, walked two, struck out three. Leaves the game with the lead. Great outing for Malone. So Pizarro is in. His first outing since coming back from a brief stint with the Mariners, and he throws a first pitch breaking ball for a strike to Soderstrom. It's 0-1. Tyler Soderstrom, 1-for-1 with a double and a walk, and he scored Vegas's run back in the second inning. Time called by Severino, and this is related to the PitchCom system, I believe. And yeah, it is. They're trying to make sure that that thing's working. So we're ready for play to resume. Owen won the count to Soderstrom, and the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. One pitch from Pizarro, grounded just to the right of the first base bag, a foul ball. 1-2 the count. Pizarro acquired in a trade at the deadline by the Mariners. They traded a Class A pitching prospect to Baltimore to get him, and Pizarro has a great breaking ball that the Mariners are encouraging him to use a lot. The 1-2 pitch from Pizarro is outside with a fastball, and the count goes even now, 2-2. Now the next pitch, there's the slider, but Soderstrom lays off of it. Count goes full, 3-2. And the payoff, fouled straight into the ground by Soderstrom, another slider from Pizarro. So still 3-2. Payoff pitch. Bounced up the middle, and that's going to roll on through into center field, a base hit for Soderstrom. He's been a tough out in this series. He just got sent down by Oakland after his first ever stint in the big leagues. And he rejoined Vegas at the start of the series here on Tuesday, and Soderstrom is 5-for-9 at the plate. 2-for-2 today. Oh, here's J.J. Schwartz, who represents the tying run for Vegas, and Pizarro's pitch is a fastball called a strike. So 0-1 the count to Schwartz. Time for our daily look at the Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Today we're going to skip the double-A game because nothing happened. 0-1 pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. Really, almost nothing happened. They only had 4 hits and scored 1 run and lost. But the Everett Aqua Sox had a fun one yesterday. The Mariners advanced Class A team on the road to Tri-City. Now the 1-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. Everett won that game 5-2. Gabriel Gonzalez, the 19-year-old outfielder who tore up Modesto earlier this year, it hasn't been as easy for him since getting promoted to Everett, but he did have 3 hits yesterday, got his average up over the Mendoza line since joining the Aqua Sox. So here's a grounder up the middle, and that's going to get through into center field, a base hit for Schwartz, and back-to-back singles start the 7th inning for Las Vegas. Soderstrom now at second and Schwartz at first. No one out for Kyle McCann. Ground balls hit straight through the middle for singles. Well, McCann's 0-for-2 today with a couple of flyouts. And now the Rainiers pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, is going to go talk to Eduard Pizarro for a moment. Also for the Everett Aqua Sox yesterday, 2 new guys joined their lineup. The Mariners made a bunch of promotions at the lower levels of the farm system in the last 2 days. And they had two hitters who were having really good years for Modesto, who they promoted to Everett for the tail end of the season. Bill Knight and Josh Hood, and they each had two hits for the Aqua Sox in their debuts for Everett yesterday, so that's always good to see. Conference on the Mound breaks up, and Bizzardo's ready to go to work on McCann with two on and no one out. And the pitch is a slider that is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now Bizzardo with the 0-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss and a slider. 0-2 now. Here comes the 0-2 pitch on its way. Another slider called strike three on the outside edge, and down goes McCann. And one man is out at the top of the seventh inning. So Bizzardo goes to three straight sliders and gets the strikeout of McCann. And now Connor Capel is the hitter. Capel's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Bizzardo's pitch is laced foul down the first baseline. Strike one. Bizzardo now with the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Time called by the hitter, Capel. Mariners had a pitcher at Class A Modesto get his 13th win yesterday. A starter, Tyler Cleveland. Now the 0-2 pitch is down low, 1-2. 13 wins is a ton for a starting pitcher in the minor league. Cleveland beat San Jose yesterday, allowed 3 runs, 1 earned in 6 innings. He's 13-5 with a 3.49 ERA as the ace of the Modesto staff. 1-2 pitch, chop towards first, and fielding it is Todorovic. He goes to Bliss for the force out at second base, and that's the second out of the inning. Soderstrom advances to third, and Capel reaches first on a fielder's choice. Todorovic backhanding this ball and then never even thinking twice about it, just firing to Bliss to get the force out at second. So two men are out and Brett Harris due up, and Bizzardo having a short outing today as manager John Russell is going to take the ball and go to the bullpen and bring in a fresh arm to face Harris. So we'll take a break here with 2 outs at the top of the seventh inning. Runners at the quarters. Our score, Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors.
Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We're in the top of the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 1. And the Aviators are threatening. They have runners at first and third with two outs. Brett Harris come to the plate. The Red Bears bring in Steven Kolek from the bullpen to try to escape this. He's 4-2 with a 5.17 ERA. This is his 33rd appearance out of the Red Bears pen this year. And here comes his first pitch to Harris, and it is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Kolek with a good sinking fastball that will top out at 97 on the gun. He's ready. And the 0-1 is down low. One ball, one strike. Next pitch coming. And it swung on and bounced up the first baseline. Out to go pick it up. Severino throws to first, and it's in time for the out. And Kolek gets his man. Harris grounds out to the catcher to wrap up the top of the seventh inning. No runs on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left out. It's the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. Our score, Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Bears leading Las Vegas by the score of 3-1. Pedro Severino to start things off, and the first pitch is taken for a ball. 1-0 the count. Severino had an RBI single in the fourth. That was the go-ahead hit. And the 1-0 pitch up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Big news in the Pacific Coast League. The Round Rock Express have lost a baseball game. There's a fastball in for a strike to Severino. The first place Express had won 14 in a row. They finally lost today in the 12th inning. Here's a pop-up by Severino. Foul and out of play. McCann went back for a look, but it was out of play. Salt Lake beat Round Rock 4-3 in the 12th. So whoever wins this game is going to pick up a game on Round Rock. As Severino hits one to the right side and threw into right field, a base hit. Wade couldn't run it down from his position at second base. And Severino has his second hit of the game and third time reaching base. So that starts the bottom of the seventh, and now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. So if the Raiders can hang on and win this, they will be two games out of first. And if Vegas ends up winning it, they will be tied in first. Now Haggerty ropes one into the right field corner. That's going to be extra bases. Severino's coming to third. They're going to stop him there. In at second base with his third hit of the game. A double is Sam Haggerty. And the Raiders have runners at second and third with no one out at the bottom of the seventh inning. So a chance to really open it up here. And now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Brian Corey, the pitching coach for the Aviators, goes to the mound to talk to Chad Patrick, who has been in there for three-plus innings. But like we talked about earlier, he's a starter who just didn't start this game because there was a major league rehab assignment first. So he's accustomed to throwing 100 pitches in an outing, and he's only thrown 52 in this one so far. Well, Deloach will be the batter. Infield in for Vegas. Severino at third, Haggerty at second. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch is swung on and tapped up the third baseline, and that's a foul ball. One ball, one strike. Deloach looking out towards Patrick, and the pitch swung on and fouled away. Count goes to 1-2. Three runs, nine hits, no errors for Tacoma. One run, four hits, no errors for Las Vegas. The 1-2 to Deloach. Swing and a miss, strike three. Nice sinker from Patrick to get a strikeout. That's the first out at the bottom of the seventh. And now Ryan Bliss will be the batter. Bliss is 0-for-2 with a sacrifice bunt. Patrick ready, and his pitch is a check swing, and he went around. That's strike one. Here comes the 0-1 on its way. And it's fouled off, out of play, 0-2. Thank you. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And Bliss goes down on three pitches. And this is starting to look like the first inning of this game when the Rainiers had runners at second and third with no one out. And Mason Miller was on the mound for Vegas. He struck out three straight hitters to escape. And now this inning, same deal, second and third, no one out. And Patrick has two straight strikeouts. And the Rainiers are not going to strike out three times in a row because they are intentionally walking Taylor Trammell, and they're going to pitch to Shiner instead. So Trammell draws the no-pitch intentional walk, and the bases are loaded for Jake Shiner. Shiner's been very quiet today, 0 for 3 with three strikeouts, but with the bases loaded this year, he is 6 for 12 with a grand slam. The pitch swung on and grounded foul. There's strike one. See if he can come through here with the bases juiced and two away. Severino at third, Haggerty at second, and Trammell at first. The pitch, swing and a miss. And that is strike two, and Shiner's in a hole. No balls, two strikes. Now Patrick ready. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Outside in the dirt, blocked by McCann. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 coming. And it is down low, two balls, two strikes. Here comes the 2-2. Up high, ball three, and Shiner has brought the count full. Three balls, two strikes, bases loaded, two outs. The runners will be off with the pitch, and here it comes, and it's low and away, ball four, and that'll force in a run. Severino scores, Haggerty takes third, Trammell down to second. Shiner will take the bases loaded walk, and the Rainiers lead 4-1. The league leading 93rd RBI of the season for Shiner, who was behind in the count 0-2, and he did not give in and did not chase any pitches that were close and ended up drawing the walk. Here's Cooper Hubble. He would like nothing more than to open this game up. The pitch from Patrick is swung on, grounded up the middle, and deflected by the pitcher, goes to the shortstop, Hernandez. His throw is offline, and Hummel is safe. And scoring from third is Haggerty. Trammell is now at third. Shiner at second. It is 5-1 Rainiers. Hummel went after the first pitch, hit it up the middle, and I think it hit the foot of Patrick. Hernandez on the other side of the bag fielded it, but his momentum caused his throw to sail down the first baseline, and it pulled Soderstrom off the bag. That's going to be an infield single and an RBI for Hummel. Two runs are in this inning, and here's Robbie Tedarowicz with the bases loaded and two outs. And the pitch to Tedarowicz is taken outside for a ball. Rainiers have scored four of their five runs tonight after there were two outs in an inning. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Tedarowicz. One and one the count. And this pitch is swung on and fouled off the handle of the bat on the first base side. One and two now. So one ball, two strikes. And And the pitch is hit in the air to center field. Lining it up is Capel as he moves towards right center, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Right here's tack on two runs in the seventh. Two runs on three hits. There were no errors, and three runners were left on base. We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the eighth inning. Right here is leading Vegas 5-1. Steven Kolek came on with two on and two out in the seventh inning and got the final out, and he remains in the game for the eighth. He'll face Greg Dykeman, Tyler Wade, and Daryl Hernandez. Dykeman 0-for-2 with this game with a couple of flyouts. Here's the pitch, and it is a fastball upstairs, ball one. Talking about the Mariners earlier and how they had a good day today without playing, and want to kind of finalize that. Basically, everybody that the Mariners wanted to have lose today in their pursuit for a playoff spot did, in fact, lose. The Astros lost to the Red Sox. They got hammered 17-1. The Mariners are now tied with Houston in the AL West. So here's a swing and a miss by Dykeman, 1-2. Texas is in first place in the AL West. They lost in Minnesota. They blew a lead in the late innings. The Rangers are reeling. They've lost seven in a row. Twins beat them 7-5. So now the 1-2 pitch is outside for a ball, 2-2. So in the AL West, Texas still in first place, the Mariners and Astros tied in second, one game back. Here's a pitch outside now to Dykeman, and the count is full. As for the wild card chase, the Mariners are now tied for the number two wild card spot with Houston. Now the 3-2 is a called strike three, 96 mile per hour smoke, and Dykeman is retired. One man is out at the top of the eighth inning. Kolek with his first strikeout of the night. And now Tyler Wade is the hitter. Wade's 0-for-3. The team that is in pursuit of the Mariners, and I guess now the Astros too, as here's a pitch in for a strike to Wade. Toronto, we'll call them the first team out of the wild card chase. We'll use a March Madness bubble watch term. First team out is Toronto. Here's a swing and a foul back. They lost today, too. The Orioles beat them 5-3 as Kyle Gibson went eight innings for Baltimore and notched his 13th win of the season. O-2 pitch to Wade. Fouled back, still 0-2. So the Mariners are 1.5 games ahead of Toronto. It couldn't have gone any better today for the Mariners on a day in which hopefully the guys were enjoying some family time or golfing or just, you know, taking a day off and watching all the teams they wanted to have lose, lose. 1-2 pitch, grounded foul, first base side. Still 1-2. One, two again from Kolek. Chopped on one, giant bounce to first. Tanerowicz has it. He dives to try to tag the runner and can't get him. Safe at first is Wade with some elusive base running down the first baseline. And that's an infield single for Tyler Wade. This was hit straight into the ground and took a very high hop to first. Tanerowicz fielded it in front of the base. His only chance was to dive and tag Wade, which he attempted to do, but the umpire ruled that he didn't tag him. Wade diving into the base head first and trying to go around Tanerowicz with his body, and he was able to pull that off. So an infield single for Wade. And now Darryl Hernaez is the hitter, and the pitch to him is bounced towards third. Shiner goes to second for one. Unroh to first, and it is in time for the double play. Right here's turned the double play on the very next pitch and erased the base runner, and Las Vegas does not score in the top of the eighth inning. No runs on a hit and no one left. We go to the bottom of the eighth with the score. Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 1. New pitcher for Vegas, Colin Palouse in from the pen to face Riley Unroh, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI single. And Palouse's first pitch is a fastball inside. Palouse, P-E-L-U-S-E, 1-1 with a 6.59 ERA. And this is his 35th appearance. 1-0 pitch up high for a ball, 2-0. And for Colin Palouse, traveling around the Pacific Coast League, Tacoma is the closest that he will come to the actual Palouse. 2-0 on its way to Unroh. Swing and a miss, so the count goes to 2-1. Rainiers were down 1-0 early. They scored twice in the fourth. Unroh had a two-out RBI single to tie the game, and Severino followed with a go-ahead single. So there's a pitch in for a strike. The Rainiers used a leadoff double, a sacrifice bunt, and a sacrifice fly to net a run in the fifth to make it 3-1. And then they just scored two runs with two outs in the seventh to make it 5-1. Here's a foul out of play by Unroh. Chad Patrick, the last pitcher for Vegas, went four innings, allowed seven hits, five runs all earned, walked three, one was intentional, and he struck out four. Rainiers had a good start today, oh, great start today from Tommy Malone. Six innings of two-hit ball. Now the pitch to Unroe is down and in for a ball. Three balls, two strikes now. Rainiers have had shutout relief the last two innings from Bizzardo and Kolek. Three-two pitch. Popped up on the infield, and it is up the third baseline in foul ground, and the third baseman, Harris, makes the catch, and one man is out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Unroe fouls out to third, and now Pedro Severino will hit. He has two singles today, two for two. He's also walked. He has scored a run. He has driven in a run. Severino having a big game at the plate. Big factor in this Rainiers offense this evening. 10 hits for Tacoma. And Severino fouls off the first pitch. Oh, one pitch. Down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. One pitch, fouled away. One and two now. In the ninth, Vegas has its 3, 4, and 5 hitters coming up. Cody Thomas, Tyler Soderstrom, and J.J. Schwartz. Now the pitch is low and away for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch, call to strike three, and Severino has made an out for the first time tonight. So Palouse with a strikeout, two down, and now here comes Sam Haggerty, who's 3 for 4 in his return to the Rainiers tonight with a run scored, two singles and a double. Switch hitter will bat left-handed against Palouse. Here's the pitch, and it's taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Well, the big news in baseball today was the Ohtani news. As Ohtani not pitching for the remainder of the year with elbow problems. It's the 1-0 pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. He's going to get his elbow checked out. However, he reportedly is going to remain with the Angels as the designated hitter for the time being and is expected to play tomorrow. So here's a swing and a foul back by Haggerty. Ohtani with 44 home runs this season. And he's, even if the pitching is in question, even if it's a worst case scenario and he has to have elbow surgery, he's still going to get a huge contract this offseason. Sears is a called strike three, and down goes Haggerty, and that wraps up the bottom of the eighth. The Rainiers go three up, three down in the eighth. We head to the ninth. Tacoma's three outs away from a victory. It is Rainiers 5, Aviators 1. Hey, Rainiers fans.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
We go to the ninth inning. Tacoma leading 5-1 over Las Vegas. Some changes for the Red Ears. New pitcher, Riley O'Brien, takes over on the mound. And defensively, Cooper Hummel has come out of the game. Mike Salvatore replaces him in the number six spot in the lineup. Hummel was playing left field, but Salvatore's playing third base now, and Shiner moved from third base to left field. O'Brien to work on Cody Thomas, and the first pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Thomas 0-3 with three strikeouts, all of those at-bats coming against Tommy Malone, who had three strikeouts in his entire game today, and it was Thomas all three times. Now O'Brien gets a swing and a miss here. The count's even, 1-1. Riley O'Brien in his 41st appearance, 2-4 with nine saves, a 2.86 ERA. This is not a save situation because he enters with a four-run lead. Now the 1-1 pitch is down low for a ball. But O'Brien, along with Kolek, the Rainiers' end-of-game pitchers when the Rainiers are winning. And for O'Brien, he hasn't pitched in a while since Friday. He pitched in a close game in Sacramento on Friday night. Here's a bouncer towards first, fielded by Tanerowicz, and he takes it to the base for the out, and one man is gone in the ninth. O'Brien in relief of Steven Kolek. Kolek went 1 1/3 scoreless, allowed one hit, struck out one, updating the Kolek streak. He is now at, over his last 19 games, has pitched 27 innings and allowed only two runs. What a run of success for Steven Kolek. He's just been terrific for an extended period of time. Pitch to Soderstrom now is bounced foul on the first base side. Kolek's having one of those years where you look at his statistics for the season and they don't jump out at you at all. In fact, they look quite ordinary. But then when you realize that he allowed all the runs at the beginning of the year. And something's happening here. He's having a very good year. It has improved as the season has gone on and has certainly pitched his way into the Mariners' plans, I would think. I would hope. 0-2 now to Soderstrom. And O'Brien with the pitch. And this is a breaking ball outside. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 pitch, high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. One out of the ninth, two balls, two strikes. And the pitch from O'Brien is a breaking ball called strike three, and down goes Soderstrom, and that's the first time he's made it out today. O'Brien going to the curveball here. It's a great pitch for him. He freezes Soderstrom. Two better gone in the ninth inning, and the Red Ears are an out away from victory. J.J. Schwartz is the hitter. He's one for three with a single. And the pitch from O'Brien is a fastball called a strike on the inside edge. Red Ears trying to snap a three-game losing streak. Oh, one pitch. Breaking ball outside. One ball, one strike. Now O'Brien with a 1-1 pitch, and it's a breaking ball in there for a strike. The curve again, and it's 1-2 down to Schwartz. Reminder, tomorrow night's game is at 7:05. It is Friday Night Fireworks here tomorrow night as well. Logan Allen to start for the Red Ears against Joe Boyle, making his AAA debut for the Aviators. O'Brien trying to close it out. One ball, two strikes. Here we go. The pitch is a swing and a grounder up the middle. Right here's half Unroh there. He fields it and throws to first in time. And that's the ball game. They get Schwartz to ground out to second base. And the Red Ears are winners tonight by the final score of 5-1. And that ends the three-game losing streak. And Tacoma picks up a game on first place Round Rock, who had their winning streak snapped today. Tacoma is now just two games out of first place in the second half standings. 27 remain, still a ways to go, but the Red Ears are in the thick of it, and it's great to see them end this little losing streak and pick up a nice, clean, and relatively easy win here today over Las Vegas. We'll have the details for you in a recap and also a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Ears postgame show coming up next.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Red Ears win. They beat Vegas 5-1. Great pitching, timely hitting, really good defense. Everything you need to win a baseball game today for the Red Ears as they end their losing streak at 3. Tommy Malone, strong start today. Went six innings, allowed just two hits. They did come in the same inning, causing a run to score. That was the second when Soderstrom hit a leadoff double. And then with two outs, Connor Capel singled up the middle, scoring Soderstrom, and Vegas had the early 1-0 lead. But Malone didn't allow another hit after that. In fact, just one base runner after the second inning, a walk. He retired the final eight batters in a row that he faced and retired the final 13 of 14 that he faced. So a really strong finish for Malone today, and he left with a lead. The Red Deers took the lead of the fourth. They had to wait out the rehabbing major leaguer Mason Miller, who has electric stuff, reaching 101 miles per hour on the radar gun multiple times. The Red Deers had an opportunity in the first against him when Haggerty singled and Deloach hit a double, and runners were at second and third with no one out, and then Miller just said enough is enough, and he struck out three straight hitters. And he ended up going three innings, allowing three hits, no runs, with five strikeouts and one walk. He was replaced by the regularly scheduled starting pitcher Chad Patrick, who was making just his second AAA appearance after being recently promoted from AA. And he retired the first two batters he faced in the fourth, but that third out was elusive. He walked Cooper Hummel. Robbie Tenorowicz then singled up the middle. Riley Unroe had a base hit to shallow right center. It scored Hummel to tie the game. And then Pedro Severino laced an RBI single to left field, bringing in Tenorowicz. The Red Deers were ahead 2-1. It was their first lead since the end of the game this past Saturday. The Red Deers did not give up the lead. In fact, they tacked on. They added a run of the fifth when Deloach hit a leadoff double on a ball that was lost in the twilight sky by the center fielder Capel. A sacrifice bunt advanced him to third, and Trammell hit a sac fly, scoring Deloach to make it 3-1. In the seventh inning, the Red Deers tacked on a couple more. Pedro Severino hit a leadoff single. Sam Haggerty doubled to right. That was his third hit of the game. He was an instant impact for the Red Deers in his return today. Back-to-back strikeouts made it appear as if Vegas was going to escape the jam, but they intentionally walked Trammell to face Shiner instead and have a right-versus-right matchup, and Shiner had been having a rough game. Shiner fell behind in the count 0-2 and then took four straight balls and walked to force in a run, and the Red Deers were ahead 4-1. And that was followed up by Cooper Hummel reaching on an infield single, a sharp ball that hit the pitcher's foot. And that brought in another run, and the Red Deers were ahead 5-1 in the seventh. That was our final score, as the Red Deers had shutout relief from Eduard Bizzardo, Stephen Kolek, and Riley O'Brien. And Tacoma takes it by that final score of 5-1. Final totals for Tacoma, 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 8 on base, and Vegas scores 1 run on 5 hits, makes no errors, leaves 4 on base. Winning pitcher is Tommy Malone, he's 6-2. The loss goes to Chad Patrick, he's 0-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 18 minutes, and the attendance, 4,718. With the win, the Red Deers are now 65-58, Vegas 63-59. These two teams meet up for Game 4 of the six-game series tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. Logan Allen for the Red Deers. Joe Boyle, right-hand pitching prospect, making his AAA debut for Vegas. We'll start our pregame show tomorrow evening at 6.55. Red Deers win at 5-1. Stick around. We will check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard when we come back in a moment.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Rainiers win. They beat Vegas 5-1. Check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard now. Mariners off today, but everyone they wanted to have lose who did play today in the big leagues actually lost. So a very good day for the Mariners in the standings. It starts with the Astros. They got hammered by Boston today 17-1. The Red Sox had 24 hits in a road game at Houston. Rookie Willier Abreu, just called up from AAA Worcester, was 4-for-5 and hit his first major league home run for the Red Sox. They also had four hits from the catcher Connor Wong and veteran outfielder Alex Verdugo. Red Sox win big at Houston. Mariners now tied with the Astros in the AL West standings, tied with Houston for the number two wild card spot, and they're only one game out in the AL West behind Texas because the Rangers lost their seventh in a row today, blowing a lead in the late innings at Minnesota. The Twins beat the Rangers 7-5. Ryan Jeffers with a pinch hit, two out, tie-breaking two-run homer in the bottom of the eighth inning to give the Twins the lead and, as it turned out, the victory. So the Mariners now just one game out of first place in the AL West. They still lead the wild card, the last wild card spot over Toronto, and they now lead that by 1.5 games because the Jays lost at Baltimore 5-3. Kyle Gibson having a big year for the Orioles. He went eight innings today, allowed three runs, picked up his 13th win of the year as Baltimore beat Toronto. Other scores today, the A's knock off the White Sox 8-5. Shea Langeliers, former Las Vegas Aviator, with two home runs. Zach Geloff, also a former Aviator, with a go-ahead two-run homer in the seventh inning. A's getting the win at Chicago. In interleague play, the Yankees lose to the Nationals 6-5. Alex Call with a go-ahead two-run homer in the seventh inning for the Nats. The Yankees have lost 10 of their last 11 games. Tampa Bay edges Colorado 5-3. Josh Lowe with a tie-breaking two-run homer in the eighth inning for the Rays. And the Dodgers and Guardians had to complete yesterday's suspended game and play the regularly scheduled game at Cleveland today. The Guardians wish the whole thing never happened. The Dodgers won the first game 6-1 as Mookie Betts had five hits. And the Dodgers won the second game 9-3 as Kike Hernandez hit two doubles and had a homer. Michael Busch, his first big league homer for the Dodgers in the second game. And only two National League games today in 10 innings. The Cubs beat the Pirates in Pittsburgh 5-4. Ian Happ with the go-ahead RBI single in the 10th for the Cubbies. And Arizona just knocked off Cincinnati 3-2. They got a two-run homer from Corbin Carroll in the bottom of the eighth inning to take the lead, and then Paul Sewald closed it out for the Diamondbacks. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. The Red Ears beat the Aviators 5-1. We'll be back with more after this.
Tacoma Power customers, your vote is needed. Tell us which organization should win Tacoma Power's annual Evergreen Options $50,000 grant to help buy and install a renewable energy project. Grants are made possible by Tacoma Power's business and residential customers who voluntarily participate in Evergreen Options. Cast your vote now at mytpu.org. Voting remains open until 5 p.m. on Thursday, August 31st.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rainiers win. They beat Vegas 5-1, and just a great all-around performance by the Rainiers today. Funny thing about baseball, you know, last night the Rainiers lost, and the Rainiers had a very uncharacteristic for this year's team, poor showing defensively last night. They made three errors that matched the season high, and Vegas scored five runs in the game. Three of them were unearned runs because of those errors. And that was a big reason why the Red Ears lost yesterday. And that's not the way this Tacoma team's played this year. It just happened to happen yesterday. Today they bounced back. Clean game on defense. No mistakes at all. Had some nice plays and excellent pitching all the way around. Tacoma ends up winning it today 5-1. Sam Haggerty definitely provided a spark in his return to the lineup. Had three hits in the leadoff spot. Scored a run. And Pedro Severino in the nine hole, reaching base three times, including the go-ahead RBI single in the fourth inning. Raiders win it 5-1. In the PCL tonight, first place Round Rock had its incredible 14-game win streak come to an end. It took 12 innings, but Salt Lake, as the visiting team, won in the 12th inning 4-3 at Round Rock. So the Raiders picked up a game on them and are only two games back. In third place, Vegas is sandwiched in between. They're only one game back. Albuquerque was a 6-3 winner at Oklahoma City. The Isotopes are four games out of first place. They're in the hunt. Reno took down Sugarland 7-2. In Sugarland, Reno's also only four games out of first, so they too are in the mix. Sacramento hammered El Paso 14-6. Those two teams are non-contenders. Well, we'll be back at it tomorrow in Game 4 of the series. 7:05 first pitch, Logan Allen against Joe Boyle. It is Friday night fireworks night tomorrow night, so come on out to the park and plan on sticking around for the end as we expect to have a fun one here tomorrow evening in the fourth game of this series. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Once again, our final score today, the Raiders beat the Las Vegas Aviators 5-1. Have a great rest of your night.